My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm the Chair Pro Tem of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. Today is May 27th, and we are convening this meeting. Eileen Rosen, would you please take the roll?
Sure. Michael Adler. Susan Da Silva.
Here.
William Hill again. And Lawrence Reyes obviously is here. I am here. James Sackerton.
Here.
Nancy Saibara Naritomi.
Present.
Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Okay. Beth von Gunten. Sorry.
Present.
Okay. Ted Weiskow.
Here.
Michael White.
Here.
Lewis Wolf.
Here.
And Carol Wolfley.
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Craig Williams sent a request for, he had to be absent. So we're just missing Michael Adler and William Heerwagon in addition to Craig. So maybe we'll turn up. All right. 1 second. All right. Well, we certainly got quorum, so. Lawrence, go ahead. Lawrence. Unmute.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was talking. Item number 3 on the agenda is election of officers. That's a 10-minute item. Does the committee wish to elect officers at this meeting?
Nancy Olmstead.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I move that we elect Lawrence Reyes as Chair Pro Tem for tonight.
One correction, Nancy. I'm asking if we should elect officers for permanent officers. I should have put that, permanent officers of this committee tonight.
Does everybody know everybody?
I agree to going ahead with electing officers. I know we talked about this at our first meeting.
Good idea.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, are there any nominations or any volunteers? Any volunteers first?
I nominate Lawrence for chair.
Are there any volunteers or any other nominations?
Did you hear Carol nominate you, Lawrence?
Yeah, he heard it. I'd nominate
you, Carol.
Susan. Would you like to be, you be willing to know? Who else would like to be secretary? Anybody?
Eileen.
We're talking about chair, I think.
No, chair. Were there any other nominations
on the
for chair?
Are there any further nominations for chair or any volunteers? Okay. Does the committee feel okay if the chair pro tem moves to acclamation?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I have a question. I thought we decided on chair. We're electing chair, right?
Yeah, we're doing chair. We're doing chair, yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. Okay.
I think we just did it.
Elected.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Now we need a secretary.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I nominate Eileen for secretary.
Okay, Eileen, do you accept?
Well, I'm on so many committees already, and I don't really
so
want
am I.
To. Yeah, but you don't sleep.
I sleep once in a while.
Yeah, well, you know. I would nominate Susan.
No, I don't want it.
No.
If you don't want it, I'd nominate Ted.
Okay.
This is a critical position. I think even more critical than the chair, if you ask me.
Or Carol Wolfley. I nominate Carol Wolfley.
I can't do it right now.
Okay. Yeah, Ted. You've been nominated, Ted.
No, I've got too much on my plate, but Robert says that the chair of most committees is the secretary as well. I'd be happy to try to keep track of what we're doing in the meetings and sending them on to you for all the, the sending it on to whoever has to get it. I just don't want to get involved in, at least for this meeting, I'll assist you in doing the task as long as I can get it done by the time the end of the meeting occurs.
That's fine, but let's see if we can get a permanent secretary. Is there anybody that's willing to volunteer to be permanent secretary? Okay, so I'll wing it. I'm going to need help, and I'm going to be leaning on some of the folks I've been leaning on. So if people could keep notes and maybe submit their notes to me, I would try to collate those notes and put them in order. I'll do the best I can.
Okay,
Eileen to the stack?
Carol to the stack.
Eileen and then Carol?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to be mindful of the difference between notes and minutes. So I actually thought it was helpful having those notes from Susan and me from the last meeting, because, then we had the sort of meat of what we discussed. But, somebody also needs to put together just minutes if we're, I think we're going to actually start business tonight, decisions and such. So
I
tend to just take notes as I go along, so I'm happy to help with that. And maybe then.
Thank you very much, Eileen. That will be very helpful. Are you done, Eileen?
I was just going to say, and maybe then you can put, put them into minutes form.
We don't need minutes.
We need minutes, I think. I have Carol requesting the stack.
Yeah.
And who is that, you, Ted?
It is.
Okay, you go after Carol, Ted.
Yeah.
Are you done, Eileen? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
I guess so, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Carol?
I think because we will be making recommendations on different amendments and issues about governance, that is what needs to be written record. So in terms of, I think it would make it easier for whoever is doing this to, for any time anybody makes a motion or a recommendation and we are voting on it, then that needs to be recorded. I don't think all the conversations need to be recorded, but I think it's important to have a record and then for those minutes to be posted on KPFTX if possible.
Right on. Essentially.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ted Weisskopf, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, on pages 505 and 506 of Robert's Rules of Order, and in about seven lines, I can clarify that a committee does not provide notes, it doesn't provide minutes, it provides a report, and the four items on a report are: number one, a description of the way in which the reporting body, usually a committee in such cases, undertook its charge, the facts uncovered or information obtained, the findings or conclusions derived from the facts or information, and lastly, resolutions or recommendations. That's it. Committee report.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else want to speak?
I would like to make a request. Not all of copies. Yeah, not all of us have a copy of Robert's Rules of Order. So it'd be really helpful if you could put, cut and paste that into an email for us as well, so we have that reference.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase it and type it right now.
That's good enough for me. Do you want to paraphrase that now, or you send it an email?
I'll type it up and email it to everyone.
Thank you.
Perfect. And I just would like
James,
to say... go ahead, James. You have the floor.
Ted, was that page 306 and 307 of Roberts?
Five. 505.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I got to pull up my Robert's Rules of Order. I have it in boxes. I have all my books. I just moved. So I haven't taken out all my books, which is like five boxes.
Off topic.
Okay. I'm just making a statement. I'm sorry for being gullible. Okay. So I just want to thank you, Eileen, for keeping me on track. I just want to thank Eileen for helping me put this agenda together. And I want to thank the committee for having confidence in me and being chair. And I commit to you to work as hard as I can. Okay.
Can I be on the stack, Susan?
Yes, Susan. Go ahead. You can
so,
be on the stack.
I think maybe if any of us who take some notes, if we send them to you, Lawrence, how's that? I mean, I'm willing to do
that's great
notes, but I just don't want them to be official anything. So.
No, I'll make sense. I'll try to make sense of them as best I can.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Susan. Appreciate that. Okay, so I think we have no more time to spend on this because it's been clarified the role of the chair and the role of the committee, and it won't be minutes. We will call it a report out of the committee. I'd like to request timekeepers. One timekeeper for the item and timekeeper it was pointed out to me that there is no time limit in speakers, that the speakers could speak it becomes dilatory, and then at which point we would stop the speaker from continuing. Does that make any sense for everybody? Or can I have a timekeeper for the items?
I would prefer to have people time their shares just because it makes it more equitable for everyone. So I wouldn't want to just jump into anybody can talk for hours. I don't think that works very well.
Okay.
And I would offer to keep time for the individuals.
Okay. Thank you. That sounded like a request. We would, according to Robert's rules, that would have to be a special rule. Is that right, Ted?
No, you cannot create a special rule that supersedes the bylaws. We as a committee cannot create a special rule that supersedes Robert. The national board can, but the committee can only operate under the rules that the national board is has put forward. So we can't make our own rules.
Carol for the stack.
Hold on, Carol. I just want to inform the committee that the rule at the PMB is 90 seconds per speaker. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so my understanding is that that we use Robert's Rules of Order, but that this committee has discretion over how it uses its time. I would just call the question. I mean, in a sense of I'd like to hear a vote of what the will of the committee is, what the will of the members are of this committee, because I think we have some discretion over that.
Okay.
This is James for the stack.
This is Ted.
Now, hold on. I'm going to see if there's a second to Carol's motion. Okay, hearing no second. James, you have
we
the floor.
We don't need a second.
Thank
yeah,
you,
we Lauren.
Don't need a second in committee. Very good. Thank you, Nancy. So is there discussion on this?
There is.
This is a two-minute item.
James.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, this has come up in the Finance Committee as well, and I'm instructed there by our unofficial parliamentarian that Ted is correct about this, and you were correct, Lawrence. In committees, we don't set time. I am all in favor of bringing it before the PNB and requesting that we have permission to set time, because it really is impractical for some people to rattle on. You know, it's difficult to call people on that. So I think for now we should probably go with the way that it is. But again, members of the board that are here, we can hopefully maybe bring that up on the board and give committees permission to control their time.
Okay, thank so you. I believe you as a member of this committee can make a motion to take to the PNB to ask for a special rule.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Carol.
It doesn't have to be second in committee. Okay. We'll take that. James, you will write the motion, and we'll
Lawrence,
take
just
it.
A question of that. My suggestion was that we move that all committee. I'm sorry, I didn't wait to be recognized. That we wait. That we include all committees in this question, not just our committee.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Good.
So if we could write that motion up and submit it to our board secretary for tomorrow's agenda, that would be good.
Good.
We'll do it during committee reports.
Good.
Okay. So we have a timekeeper. We need a timekeeper for the items. We have six items. And there's been a time allotted to each item. Can somebody keep time for the item?
I could, but I've got to find the agenda to know that. Here it is. Okay.
Who's that? Carol?
Yeah. Wait. I'm on the wrong
agenda.
Send me the agenda, and I'll do it.
Eileen, you
want
to send it to her?
I'll send it to
Carol? Thank you. Thank you, Susan. All right.
Can I ask you a request for information?
State your question, Nancy.
Yes. Did we decide on 90 seconds for each speaker?
No, we didn't decide on that. We're going to make a motion. James is going to put together a motion for the PNB, and I'll report to the PNB tomorrow.
That's to the staff.
Okay, how about I make a motion now that we try to keep as short as possible?
Okay. I'll try to be fair and even-handed as chair. Beth, you have the floor, Beth.
One more thing.
Thank you.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Everybody, please ask before they talk, including myself. I mean, ask for the floor.
Yes.
So we don't have a lot
please
of
ask for the floor. Thank you, Nancy. Beth, ask for the floor. Beth, you're recognized.
Thank you. This isn't a motion. It's just a suggestion that we all...
Can you speak up, Beth? Can you speak up some, please?
One moment. I think my speaker is...
This is just a suggestion for the duration of this meeting, we all voluntarily stick to a more or less a 90-second time limit. And I'm not asking, I'm not making a motion or just suggesting that we all voluntarily do that. Just because.
Okay.
Just because.
I just try to be succinct and to the point. Sometimes less is more. Anybody else want the floor?
Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
At the bottom of page 488 of Robert's Rules of Order, it says, motions to close or limit debate, including motions to limit the number of times a member can speak to a question, are in order even in meetings of a small board, but not in a meeting of a committee. And the reason for this is because Roberts wants the full development of the idea so that people don't do things in committee that are not well thought out. I don't want to speak to this issue any longer, but I get really sick and tired of people trying to make rules in committees when they can't, and when they try to supersede the bylaws that we operate under. I'll keep it to 90 seconds, and I'm done.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it. Your point is well taken. Okay, item number five, agenda approval. There were some suggestions over email in regards to moving some things up.
Yes.
So, who? Beth?
Susan.
Go ahead, Susan. Go ahead, Susan. You have the floor.
So, I think we should discuss the four amendments that are currently in process and are before the body. I mean, before the governance committee. I think we should have something to say about those four amendments that are currently in process. So I'd like that early on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay. Where would you? Who's next? Who was that?
Oh, that was Carol. Go ahead, Susan. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'd like it first.
All right, like it first. And how much time?
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would
point
like
of
to...
order.
State the point of order, Ted.
Time limits are not allowed, so quit saying 15 minutes and wasting our time. Just
excuse me. I'm going to
move
the
on.
Hold on.
Ted?
Carol asked for
the hold on, Eileen. I have Carol ahead of you. Unless you have a point of order. Carol, you have the floor.
You.
Okay. Well, I wanted us to talk about the name change amendment first of the four.
Okay.
Susan was talking about the four. And, Susan, which item on the agenda is that for our...
It wasn't on our agenda, and two of the amendments have to do with the name change.
So,
okay.
One of them is about expediting the process. So, I'm fine with talking about those two before the other two, but they all need to be talked about. I think high on the agenda.
Well, my proposal would be that we take those two first.
Okay.
Sorry,
request for information, Nancy.
Hold on, Nancy. Let Carol finish her point. Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, thank you. Because of the urgency of the situation with being able to pay the taxes, which will save Pacific a lot of money, and because there is a possibility of a court action to try and avoid an election, I would like this to have the first priority on the agenda because of the timeliness, and to separate the issues related to that, separate it from the other articles, to take those first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In a
Thank
way,
you.
They're all related because they're trying to get some changes in with the name change.
Hold on, Susan. I had Nancy with a question.
I'm sorry.
I'll go to you. That's okay. Nancy, what's your question?
Yes. Yes. We cannot change these amendments, right? We cannot amend it. So we just so Carol and Susan just want a discussion. But I think if it's a discussion and it's not been the PMB did not ask us to urgently hurry up and discuss this. I don't think we should put that much time in on it.
Okay,
Susan
so that who's that?
Susan for the stack.
Oh, go ahead, Susan.
And Ted for the stack.
All right, Ted, you have to Susan.
We need to discuss it because we need to give our opinion. Because I think, especially with the two that aren't related to the name change, there's there's scary mistakes being made by the corporation. So I think we need to all understand it. We are the governance committee. We need to understand these amendments, and we need to make a recommendation to the national board.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Ted, you have the floor.
If this discussion item is in writing, I'm all for moving it first. If not, I'm in favor of bringing it up as soon as we can see in writing what we're talking about.
Okay.
Please go to pacifica.org and it's
hold on,
right
Susan,
there.
Hold on, Susan. Because I believe Eileen cut and pasted it and sent it to the committee. Is that right, Eileen?
No, just the text that somebody couldn't see.
Oh, just
see.
The text. Okay. All right, so it is on pacifica.org, Ted, so you could make yourself available to that. What's on the floor right now is a motion to move those four bylaw amendments with the two leading amendments of the name change and the other one in regards to Susan, you want to state the other one? Because that'll be second if this motion gets approved.
Okay, just a second. I was just on pacifica.org and I got off of it. Hang on, let me just go there. What's wrong? Shoot. Well, let me see. I can do it by memory. There's the one for the name change, and then there's one to expedite how fast you can make a bylaws amendment, and that's related to the name change because they want to get this through quickly so that the tax thing can get resolved. And then there are two other ones, one that is about trying to make the whoever brings up a bylaws amendment that has to go to the membership has to pay for it, which is like a toll tax, basically. Well, that one just scares me.
Okay, so your second one is
about... There's one more, which is to make it harder. So there's one to make it harder to bring a bylaws amendment. So
would you like me to read the names?
And one to make it harder.
Okay, so that's what's on the floor to move up on the agenda. Is there any... So I would consider Carol and Susan as pro on to the motion to move it up on the agenda. Is anybody want to speak on this against?
Yes, Nancy, and I think I already did. We can't change it anyway. And we have those other things that we have already on the agenda are really easy to get to. I mean, if we get up too much time with this, we could eat up lots of time with this and still not be able to change it.
Okay.
Carol, for the stack.
So I would consider that against. Who asked for the stack?
Carol, but I'm for.
Oh, go ahead, Carol. I thought you already spoke for.
I just want to read.
But go ahead. You could continue.
The proposed bylaws amendment, the rationale is the Board of Equalization is now requiring Pacifica to make a minor...
Point of order, we are discussing the agenda.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yeah. You're discussing
the content of your motion.
Okay, sorry.
We're just discussing whether we're going to place it on the agenda or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're half an hour into our meeting. We haven't approved the agenda.
Thank you. We have to approve the agenda, and then we could discuss
it. Should we just take a vote?
Can we take a vote?
I didn't know I was speaking on why it needed to move up. Can I say something on that?
No. We have to put that on the agenda first, Susan.
No, I wanted to say about why it needs to move up on the agenda.
Well, that would be speaking to the merits of the motion. And it hasn't been put on the agenda yet, I think.
Beth to Stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. These sound like they're important, and they sound like they're urgent. It sounds like there are significant legal implications for this. And for me to be able to, I mean, maybe we should really, really do this. It sounds like we probably should. But I have not, I mean, I've just finally gotten to the documents. And I haven't had time to read the documents, let alone get background information. And these, I still don't see a letter from a lawyer. I need a letter from a lawyer recommending it. And so
okay, that's still arguing. I lean to the stack.
I don't.
That's an argument.
On the agenda, but just so that people know, if you want me to
that's
to
an argument.
Approve on this, then
hold on, hold on, please.
I don't have adequate information.
Let finish. Okay, you don't have adequate information, so you would. You would probably consider voting against the motion. Eileen, you yes for the stack?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is our job here on this? We're supposed to give our recommendation, is that right? If we don't feel that we have enough information or we didn't have enough time to review these things, we don't want to start doing, well, I don't know if we want to start doing that here. I suppose that we can also say in our report that we did not discuss this item.
Okay.
We were told that the
You're getting close to speaking
committee
on the merits of the motion, I mean.
No, I'm not. May I finish? We were told that the Strategic Planning Committee asked us to look at this. We don't know that. We haven't seen anything from the Strategic Planning Committee. I move that we don't have to, not move, but I'm not sure we actually need to take this up at all. Other people are looking at it.
This is Susan.
Okay,
we're not
going to
stop it, you know. The planning people will be able to do.
This is Susan.
Thank you. I did send that information in an email thread at 5 o'clock my time.
That's about something else. Can I please?
That's only a half hour before.
No, we're going to vote. We're going to vote on the agenda. I'm sorry, Susan.
I cannot believe that you guys, there are two of these items need to go to a membership vote, and they're going to, probably three of them, by the bylaws, and they're not going to go to a membership vote. It's like, it's by California law, and the bylaws state that if you change the membership's rights, it has to go to the bylaw, it has to go to a membership vote. They are trying to pass something that will take away members' rights, and they are not putting it to a membership vote. In addition, the name change probably should go to the membership vote, too, but that's a whole other thing because that is an emergency. But they're putting through two things that take away members' rights, and we as a governance committee need to do something about that. We need to have say our opinion. Otherwise, I quit this committee. So we can take the. I think you're right. We go ahead and take a vote, and then I may be off the phone.
And I may be too.
Okay. Well.
One more.
I'm gonna put myself on the stack. I agree that we should have a discussion on these items. So I will probably break away from abstaining and vote for putting it on the agenda. So can we go to a vote? Eileen, you want to take the roll?
Are we voting on whether to put it on at all or to
put it on
the first
point?
Right,
four bylaw amendments ahead of number six.
In that case,
it'll be number 6A.
Request for information, Lawrence. This is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted. What's your question?
Can we just move this onto the agenda without objection?
Okay.
I don't think
I can
do a roll call.
No.
I could move to request. Are there any objections to placing this on the agenda?
Lawrence? There are two different questions. One is whether to take this up at all, and the other is to move it to first place on the agenda.
Well, Eileen,
Let's do it.
Please don't interrupt, Ted.
Hold on, please. Thank you. I see one contradicts the other. The original motion on the floor was to move the bylaw amendments up ahead of item number 6 on the agenda, which that motion will be item number 6A. The vote a vote against it is not to have it placed on the agenda. So please go to a vote.
Yeah, you're not clear, but whatever.
I'm trying to be as clear as possible.
No, you didn't understand what I said clearly, but okay.
Question.
Excuse me, hang on a second. The bylaws are not, that discussion about the bylaws are not on the agenda yet. So you can't just move them somewhere because they're not on there yet.
Right. We need to take a vote on the agenda. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay, we move to put it on the agenda.
Okay, Eileen, can you please take the roll on whether to put this on the to approve the agenda?
To approve the agenda? What?
Right, with
okay.
The. That is what we're on, right?
This is very confusing and not clear at all, but.
May I assist the chair?
Yes, you may, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Go ahead.
My understanding is that we're first going to vote as to whether or not to add this discussion item anywhere on the agenda. If we put it on the agenda, then the question will be, can we discuss it first?
Right.
And I think
exactly.
You can do both by a voice vote or asking if we have general consent, which would expedite the whole process if no one objects.
Right. And I did ask for objections before, and there seemed to have been a few objections. So I would ask for unanimous consent if that's what the committee wants to do. If not, we'll go to a vote. We'll go to two votes, and I will request a roll call vote for the sake of the report. Eileen, please take the roll.
Well, okay. You didn't ask for general consent.
I just asked for general consent. Can we have general consent to put this to do what?
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections?
Nancy objects.
Okay, Nancy objects. Okay, go to a roll call vote, Eileen, please.
Okay, Susan Da Silva.
I vote for putting it on the agenda, please.
Okay, that's a yes. William Heerwagen is not here. Lawrence Reyes.
I'll pass. Can you come to me on all votes last, please?
I'll pass, yeah. Of course. I'm passing also. James Sagerton.
Yes, to put it on the agenda.
Yes. Okay, Nancy, you voted no, right?
No, Nancy, no.
Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Elizabeth? Beth?
Beth? I'll pass. Come back to me. Thank you.
Okay. Ted?
Yes.
Michael White?
Yes, to put it on the agenda.
Lou Wolf?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Okay. Coming back to, let's see, I passed. I think I'll abstain on this. Beth, coming back
I'm
to you.
I'm going to abstain, too.
Abstain. Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. And just 1 no and 2 abstentions. Chair, would you like to vote?
Yes, I will vote yes. I'll vote yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, so that's 8 yes. Okay. Well, that passes. All right, let's move on to
if we want it to be first item on the agenda or later on in the agenda, possibly later.
Point of order.
Okay, hold on, Ted. Do you want to request a unanimous consent, right?
Yes, but I also have a point of order.
That's what I was going to do. So go ahead, state your point, sir.
Again, Robert's rule says that any single member of the committee can put anything they want on the agenda. The vote we just took, and I participated in it and I was wrong, was to put something on the agenda. Anybody can put anything on the agenda, just to determine where it goes can require a vote, but not, I can put anything I want on this agenda. It may be going there last, but I can do it, and I hope that informs this body for future activities.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Point well taken. I would keep that under my hat, and I will use that point of order effectively. Now, where does it go on the agenda? Do we want to put it first on the agenda, or what say? We're going to a vote. Whether to put it first on the agenda, I think that was the request from the representatives from KPFA, Carol and Susan. So, Eileen, please take the role.
Well, are there any objections?
Oh, can I ask if there's any objection?
Yes, I have.
No objection?
I
got you, Nancy. I got your objection. Go ahead, Chair. Arlene.
Secretary.
Take the role, please.
Susan DeSilva?
Yeah, I'd like it to go first.
Yes, first. Okay. I'm assuming Michael Adler is not here. William Hale-Wegens not here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will pass for the moment. James Fagerton? Unmute, James.
Yes.
James. Okay, Nancy?
No.
No, right. Aki?
Yes.
Beth?
Abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Ted?
Yes.
All right. Mike White? Michael White?
Yes.
Lou Wolf?
Abstain.
Okay, and Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
I'm going to abstain as well. I don't feel strongly. Chair, would you like to vote?
I'd like to abstain. Thank you.
Okay, Chair abstains. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses, 1 no. And one, sorry. How many abstentions? 1, 2, 4 abstentions. Well, I guess, how does that work? Six guesses, did I say?
Yeah, motion passes.
Okay.
Okay. Susan?
Yes.
Or Carol? I believe Carol was first, right? You want to motivate your motion?
Yeah, my motion would be that we support the bylaws amendment to shorten the amendment process. And I'm going to read this from kpfa.org. Proposed bylaws amendment to shorten the bylaws amendment process. Rationale, the Board of Equalization is now requiring Pacifica to make a minor amendment to the Pacifica Articles of Incorporation in order to complete the KPFA property tax exemption process, without which the KPFA station property is at risk. Since penalties continue to be imposed while the matter is resolved, time is of the essence. This amendment allows for a majority vote of all directors on the PMB to approve a requisite amendment to comply with federal, state, statute, or regulation. However, it also allows for LSBs to also vote on said amendments absent time constraints. In addition, the bylaws... Yeah. So that's one. And then the other one is that is related to this is Bylaws Amendment to Modify Pacifica Foundation Name, which I read before. It's the name of the corporation is the Pacifica Foundation INC. The INC is what is added. And it shall be referred to in these bylaws.
Please put yourself on mute if you don't have the floor. Sorry, Carol. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So the name. So it's really just adding the INC to the Pacifica Foundation so that KPFA can get the property tax situation resolved in a timely way, and that we can resolve it. A judge could approve that without having to go to a name change, and there's a possibility that that could happen. I want to motivate this by saying that for 5 years, the Pacifica Foundation has refused or neglected to follow through on this urgently needed paperwork, and I would hope that the governance committee would understand that lawyers have worked on this, that we are not lawyers, and that it would be helpful for us to go to support this motion. So I would propose that we recommend that these two items be supported by the Pacifica National Board.
Susan for the stack.
Susan, state your point, Nancy.
Did we approve the agenda? I think we forgot to do that.
I think we did forget, yes.
Oh, we did forget.
8:43, Carol started.
Are there any objections to the agenda?
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none? Does that answer your point of order, Nancy? Does that resolve your point of order?
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. Susan, you have the floor.
Only 15 minutes on this thing.
Yes. I would like to support us recommending that this go through right away. However, as the governance committee, I think we should warn the PMB that the articles of incorporation need to be changed as well. And then we can just leave it at that. I mean, that may be a little bit complicated, but I think they need to know that.
Are you to the stack?
Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I believe this whole thing got started in order to change the articles of incorporation, and the IED has made it pretty clear that she's working on that.
I did not know that.
Now you do. Okay.
So that maybe we can just dispatch with those two if we all agree. This is important, and we want it to be expedited.
Okay. So I would consider that to be a motion. Is that a motion, Carol, that you're putting forth?
Yes.
Okay. So are there any objections?
What do you mean? Are there objections? Are we voting?
Yeah.
What about discussion?
Okay, you want to have discussion? Just ask for the floor, Ted.
Well, I wanted to get this item on the agenda. I think this is like using a sledgehammer to kill a gnat. What was not read to us is number one on the KPFTX site, just below what was just read. It says, number one, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of two ballots per calendar year. In other words, if two-thirds of the national board wants to move to expedite this matter, to move it forward, they can do so. Since it just does not affect the membership, they can handle this whole matter right there at the national board. it seems to me that what we are doing is not just putting something forward to deal with this issue, but it's to change the procedure for amending the national bylaws across the board. And I definitely do not want to do that. That's why I said it's a sledgehammer to kill one little gnat, this little problem. Please, unless I am misunderstanding something, vote this down. Let the national board get their two-thirds membership to address this issue and resolve it without changing the entire amending process. I'm done.
Okay. Anyone else that wishes to add to the floor?
Yeah, request for information, Nancy. So was it Susan or Carol that asked to dispatch? Is that the word that was used, means to end this discussion? Is that what was the most?
I may have said those words.
You did, yeah.
So we're finished with this item, right?
No, we aren't. Ted is confusing something. There are four amendments. We are talking about
the P&B.
Hold on. Hold on, please. Hold on. Hold on.
There are four amendments to the P&B. There are four amendments.
Hold on. Susan, please hold on.
Okay.
Nancy was interrupted. Let her finish her point, then I'll go to you, okay?
Okay.
Nancy.
My memory from the recent P&B meetings is that this was discussed, and Lydia is taking care of this thing with lawyers. I don't see how that we can make a decision or something with just getting this tonight. And I need to study more if I'm going to make a motion on it. But if Lydia and she has lawyers working on this, what are we doing? I'm finished.
Hi, Susan.
This,
go ahead.
My phone might die, and then I have to go to another phone. But Ted is talking about one of the amendments that I really, really want to discuss. It's a really important amendment, but it's not the ones we're discussing. There are four amendments. There are four amendments to the bylaws that are currently going through. Two of them have to do with the name change. One is the actual change, just as Carol read it. One is the actual name change, and one is to make it go a little, make it easier, so there'd be one more period, so there'd be more periods each time in a year instead of just twice in a year when you can make amendment changes. The one Ted is discussing is very scary, and they need to know that they can't do that without a membership vote. But first, we're voting on the two to do with the name change. And those, I don't think we are controversial in this group. I think they need to know that they need to change the articles of incorporation. And I just think we need to just tell them, go ahead and do that. Then we need to discuss the other two, which are the scary ones. And I agree with Ted entirely that they shouldn't be doing it.
Okay. Anyone else for the floor? Then I'm going to call on myself. Okay. So this whole idea that that Pacifica hasn't addressed, that the P&B hasn't addressed, this whole idea for 5 years is not accurate. I just want to set the record straight on that. In regards to the motion that Carol put forth in regards to putting the ink in the Pacifica Foundation. That's what's on the floor right now. And I'd like to go to a vote on that and get to the other one that I think is a little bit more contentious, and that is the bylaw amendments to reduce, I believe it's the threshold to file a petition without a membership vote. Are there any objections to Carol's motion to, in a sense, provide a waiver of the bylaw process to take care of the obligation that we have that the lawyers have addressed in regards to the Board of Equalization in the state of California? Are there any objections to that motion from Carol?
Request for information.
Yes, sir. What's your request? What's your question?
Can I hear, without editorial comment, the motion we are voting on?
Okay, that's a fair question. But I wanna caution that if you're requesting people to not provide editorial comment, that we all practice that without editorial comment and without embellishing a word in order to make your point. Eileen, can you provide, or James, as directors, can you provide information to Ted in regards to the questions he's asking? Can you restate your question, Ted, so I can better...
No, he wants to know the motions that we're voting on.
Okay.
So
the first motion passed without objection, right? I was about to move to request a vote without objection in regards to Carol's motion to have an emergency measure to support the PNB in making that that name change, and also the idea of dealing with the border equalization of the state of California.
Point of order.
May I clarify that?
Is that Carol? Carol, I have to go to a point of order because that takes precedent. Let me go to the point of order. I got you, Eileen. Go ahead, Ted. Okay. State your point.
You were just paraphrasing what we're about to vote on, essentially editorializing by leaving some words out and adding others. I just want to hear the motion.
Carol, for this.
Okay,
staff.
Eileen. Eileen has the floor, and then I heard Beth.
Carol.
Okay. Eileen, go ahead.
I was going to read the amendments that we're looking at, the two that Carol's referring to. Let's see. So there's one that's aimed at amending the Articles of Incorporation, but the title is Proposed Bylaws Amendment to Shorten the Bylaws Amendment Process. And Lydia gives her rationale for it, and it has to do with being able to move quickly to amend the Articles of Incorporation in order to be able to pay the taxes. The text that is changed is in Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws, Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws. Point B, Voting and Approval. Originally it said, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of two ballots per calendar year related to amending the bylaws. This is changed to, there shall be any number of ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the bylaws. The next change is all properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until the date, which is, it used to say 45, it's being amended to say 30 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates. And I hate to take up the time to read this. Again, there have to be announcements. And we can either call time or I can continue to satisfy the questions.
There is no time.
Carol,
okay,
Carol for the
period of.
Okay,
actually,
hold on, please.
Ted,
hold
do
on.
You have the ability to go to the website?
Carol,
yes,
point of information. Point of information.
Carol, please wait. Carol, please wait a minute.
Hold on, Carol, please. I got you. You're not on us back for a question.
If you go to the website, Ted, you can find the changes. I can direct you to them if you can't
I'm
find them right
I'm
away.
I'm already.
He wants the resolution. He wants the resolution, not.
All he wants is the motion.
I can make the motion. He wants the motion, not the amendment.
Okay. Time is out around a minute ago.
We're not doing time.
Okay.
We're not doing time, Nancy.
We tried.
We've already done over 16 minutes now.
May I read the motion?
Okay, Nancy, please request the floor. Anybody please request the floor. This way we can have an orderly meeting the best we can. Who's that, Beth?
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead, Beth. You have the floor.
I wish I had had more information on all of this in time to prepare, in time to digest it, but I didn't. And as important as this stuff may be, and even if it's going to pass without me, I don't feel like I'm in a position to vote to support these things now. So I guess that amounts to I hate to make objections, but I guess that's what I'm doing. So you'll need to vote on each of these because with great reluctance, I'm not in a position to approve things I don't understand well. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Nancy. Beth. Beth. So have we exhausted discussion on this, on these matters?
No. Let
Carol for this, Jack.
And then I'd like to
go ahead, Carol.
Okay,
Carol and then Susan.
Yeah, my understanding is that what Ted was asking for was the actual motion. So the motion is the Governance Committee urges the PNB to pass the bylaws amendment to shorten the amendment process and the bylaws amendment to modify Pacifica Foundation name.
Okay.
And this,
is that understood by everybody? Hold on. I have Susan first and then Ted. Susan, go ahead.
Okay. Two things I want to say. What Carol said was exactly right and very succinct, but I would add to that that the PNB should understand that they also need to change the Articles of Incorporation, which apparently they understand, but I want to make sure.
They already do. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. You're saying that, but I'm saying that I...
Okay, I hear you. I got you. Fine. Gotcha.
And then I would like to say to Beth, they're going to pass this stuff. The only thing, if you don't want to have an opinion, then just vote yes that they're going to pass it. But, whatever. You can do whatever you want. Okay, I'm done.
Nancy.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Nancy, you have to Ted. Ted, you have the floor.
This is ridiculous, and we were asked as a committee to give feedback to the national board and the executive director, and my feedback is that you can solve the original problem with two-thirds of the national board voting to waive the limitation process to fix the problem that has to do with the station in Berkeley. But what we are now talking about is not just fixing that problem, but it's completely changing the bylaw amending process, which affects the rights of the membership. And because of the clause in the bylaws that says that when you affect the rights of the membership, this whole matter would have to go before the entire membership, another $10,000 expense to send out ballots, and I would hope the membership would do the same thing they did with the last bylaws amendments and vote it down. This is truly, truly dangerous. And the national board should just fix their little problem and leave the bylaw process as it is. And I'm done.
Thank you. Susan, you have the floor. No, Nancy. Okay. Then Susan. I'm sorry. Susan.
Okay. I'm just going to say ditto to what Elizabeth Gunter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who's speaking? Carol?
Yes.
No.
This is Nancy.
No, Nancy.
Sorry, Nancy.
Yes,
okay.
So I agree with Beth, what Beth said. I have heard of Lydia talk about this in the PNB, and I did not hear the PNB pass this to the governance committee to weigh in or even ask our opinion. And that it's in a process with, I think, more than two different lawyers or law groups or... Anyway, I just feel like the whole meeting has been hijacked because two people were not listening to the PNB meetings. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comment, Nancy. Susan, you have the floor.
No, I'll hold my comments. I think we should take a vote because the next two are the ones I really want to talk about.
Okay. So there's been a call for the vote. Who's the mayor?
I'm wondering if I understood Ted correctly, there would be a way to expedite being able to change the name and the articles of incorporation without actually amending a bylaw. Is that correct, Ted? And if so, would you be able to write up or explain, not right now, but would you be able to provide guidance on how to do that?
Carol for the staff.
Hold on, Carol. Ted was asked a question. Ted, you want to do a direct response?
Yes, I'll be happy to, but it says that under number one on page 2 of 9, it says, unless the board by two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year. On this particular item dealing with the property at KPFA, you should be able to get two-thirds of the board to agree to save the foundation thousands, if not millions of dollars. I would hope you could get the national board to agree to make this one small change. We don't need to bring this to the entire membership, and we don't have to change the entirety of the bylaws.
Okay. May I make a suggestion that we include that in our notes to the
report?
Yes.
Okay, so we would include that in our report. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Carol's motion now.
Carol, for the stack, I wanted to comment on that.
Was that Carol?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so it's my understanding that the reason that that amendment is made is because of the timeliness of it. In other
mm-hmm.
words, I know Lawrence was working on trying to get this in a timely way, get the extension so that we could do it by June 30th. It's a time issue. That is why that amendment has been changed, and that Lydia felt that it was important to change that timeline so that there can be amendments in the future, in a reasonable time. So, it is my understanding that that doesn't hurt the foundation, but that is what is needed to be able to take that to the court and to be able to show that it has passed the national board in a timely way without having to wait so long for it to pass. Thank you.
Okay, who else was on the stack?
James.
James, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask Ted if whatever he prepares for the report, which I believe it was going to be an explanation of how the National Board can do this without sending it to the members in an election, if he could please provide, and I'm sure he would anyway, but please provide the citations to, you know, where in the bylaws or Robert's Rules or whatever it is that he's discussing, so that, you know, we can have the access to the full story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol,
can we go to
a request for information?
Who? Nancy?
Nancy, yeah.
Go ahead, Nancy. State your question.
Yeah, when I heard Lydia explain this problem, it did not sound so easy. It sounded like there were many things that the lawyers were discussing about just doing this simple thing of the name change, and that there's no doubt in her mind, there's no doubt that in the board's mind that this needs to be done. But I don't see how we can put our opinion or our advice when the lawyers are working on it and we don't have any details. I really find this just eating up our time. Thank you. I'm finished.
Okay.
With a question?
Who's that?
Beth, with a question?
Go ahead, Beth.
Do we have a written report or recommendation from the IED on this item?
On her?
Yeah.
Eileen, you want to answer that?
Yes, we have her entire, rationale, which I think somebody read earlier.
But do I have it in writing so that I can receive
it? You do, on the website. Yes, it's on the website.
I'm already flipping through at least four different screens on a cell phone. And to go trying to look up things I've never seen on a site in the middle of a meeting, that's not
I will send it to you if you like.
Thank you.
Okay, so Eileen will send it to you for your edification.
The rationale.
This is James with a request.
Go ahead, James, state your request.
Could Eileen please send that to everyone? Right now my computer is telling me that...
I was planning to.
Oh, thank you.
So hearing that people need additional information, do we want to postpone this item and go to the next one so people inform themselves, which would...
I move to postpone. This is Beth.
Okay, so Beth is moving to postpone. I was thinking of postponing just to get to the next item and then come back once everybody gets the information and has informed themselves, then we could go to Carol's motion, which is, you know, it's a pretty simple motion. So are there any objections to postponing to go to the next item in order for members to inform themselves of the information? So should I go, are there any objections to that? All right, hearing none, Carol, you have the floor to state your concern.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, I'm in Susan. I'm sorry. Susan, you have the floor on the next item. Susan?
I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There are two more bylaws amendments. One of those is...
Let's say one at a time, please, Susan.
Okay. The first one is to modify the amendment petition threshold. In other words, they're trying to make it harder for the members to bring amendments forward. It's already really hard, let me tell you, having worked on this. So they want to make it instead of to bring something to a membership vote, instead of getting 1% of the membership, you need to get 5%. So it's already really hard, as you all know, any of you who've been around for a while know that it's really hard to get changes to the amendments, to the bylaws. And
Eileen to the stack.
They need to know that this has to go to a membership vote. They can't, by law, they will, you know, by California law, by our amendments, by our bylaws, they cannot pass this amendment to our bylaws, which takes away a lot of member rights. The previous two things we were talking about, I understand Ted's objection, but it didn't really take away any member rights. This takes away member rights. And so I think we should recommend that the, you know, what I'm afraid of is that they're going to try and pass this along with the name change. I don't know that. That's just my own, you know, my own musings here. But it scared me when I saw this listed as one of the bylaws amendments. And I will stop talking now.
Okay, thank you, Carol.